On New York University Week, racial discrimination can be hidden in less visible places. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Deborah Archer, associate professor of clinical law, explores this statement.
When we think of Jim Crow, we usually imagine relics of the past, such as police dogs and whites-only water fountains. Those laws are gone, but many Americans remain committed to racial inequality. In my research, I want to understand the ways that America's history of state-mandated segregation continues to affect our lives. But I also want to show that government-enforced racial discrimination is alive and well in America, albeit in less visible and obvious forms. Crime-free housing ordinances are one example. These laws encourage or require landlords to evict or exclude tenants who have had varying degrees of contact with the criminal legal system. They have the purported goal of stemming crime in rental housing, but the truth is that they are more effective at excluding racial minorities and promoting racial segregation. While the Fair Housing Act of 1968 prohibits racial discrimination in housing, many in the real estate industry continue to skirt the law. For example, a 2019 investigation revealed that real estate agents in Long Island were steering people of color towards neighborhoods with higher minority populations. Crime-free housing ordinances act in more subtle ways. By empowering or requiring landlords to evict or exclude people with criminal legal system contacts, including those who have been arrested without conviction or even those simply suspected of wrongdoing by the police, crime-free housing ordinances effectively merge the racial bias of the criminal legal system with housing policy and blur the line between housing determinations and policing. This follows the Jim Crow playbook. The myth of black criminality was used to justify many Jim Crow laws. White people justified the creation of whites-only spaces, such as schools, neighborhoods, and parks, by perpetuating narratives of black criminality. Crime-free ordinances fit squarely into this history.
That was Deborah Archer of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.